Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming.
In an impassioned plea to the community, Yellowstone Regional Health CEO Doug McMillan implored residents to take the coronavirus pandemic seriously and remain vigilant in their defense against the disease. This comes as the hospital has now increased the number of beds in the intensive care unit for serious cases of COVID-19. They now number 10. He also cited the toll the pandemic is having on health workers and support staff. Elective procedures are still being done at the hospital, but if the virus flares up even higher, that status could change. McMillan reminded people that we need to protect the more vulnerable members of society against the virus, citing 5 deaths in a Bighorn County nursing home. The virus has been surging across the U.S. in recent weeks, and Wyoming has certainly not been spared. 340 new cases of lab-confirmed COVID-19 cases were added to the statewide list yesterday. Cody resident and retired Republican U.S. Senator Al Simpson is recovering from a mild stroke he had Monday evening. The senior Simpson spent the night at Yellowstone Regional Health in Cody, where a CT scan found a blockage in his carotid artery. He was taken by medical flight to Swedish Medical Center in Denver, where he had a procedure that removed the blockage. Simpson is in recovery there now with family members and is alert and coherent. Doctors are crediting his wife, Anne, for spotting early signs of a stroke and immediately seeking aid. Simpson, 89, served in the U.S. Senate from 1979 to 1997. Before that, he was a member of the Wyoming State Legislature, a Wyoming Assistant Attorney General, Cody City Attorney, and is now practicing law with Berg Simpson in Cody.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Ace. Our neighborhood stores have the quality brands you trust, with local experts giving the advice you rely on. So Ace can help you every step along the way.
The weather's changing, and so is Powell Ace Hardware. They're fully stocked in lawn and leaf bags and pest control for inside and outside your house at Powell Ace Hardware.
Do you have a lead foot? Here's some heavy news. Speeding is one of the leading causes of traffic crashes. This is Cody Beers with YDOT. Don't put your schedule above everyone else's safety. Stop tailgating. Don't try to beat traffic lights. And please, pass safely and legally. Drive at safer speeds. Remember the posted speed limit. Slow down. Look out for the other driver. Slow down, Leadfoot.
Park County commissioners have kicked the can down the road on the question of the Cutthroat Ranch. Did the owners of the guest ranch in Wapiti violate their special use permit when they held a songwriters festival the past 2 years? Randall and Courtney Hooper, owners of the ranch, maintain that language in their permit states they have the right to hold special events such as weddings, family reunions, etc. It is the etc. they are pinning their hopes on. They maintain the events were small and noise levels were never a factor. Planning and Zoning Director Joy Hill says it is a difficult situation and wondered if 1,000 people were to show up for such an event rather than the 30 or so who have attended in the past. Neighbors of the ranch have stated they believe the SUP has been violated and want the events stopped. Hooper has said that Hill told the neighbors to photograph and document possible violations, which he maintains rises to the level of harassment. Commissioners heard from both sides, but wanted more time to study it. They will again address the issue at their November 4th meeting. Disinformation is the biggest threat to Wyoming this election cycle. That's according to Secretary of State Edward Buchanan, who, in a half-hour phone call Wednesday, spoke with reporters ahead of Tuesday's election day. Disinformation, Buchanan said, runs the gamut from intimidation to false information about candidates and incorrect information about voting and polling places. Buchanan said the Secretary of State's office is taking steps to fight instances of misinformation. He said, quote, "We basically, take them down as they appear and try to solve them as they appear through various contacts. That can include contacting Facebook or Twitter. Though Buchanan said going through the country's social media giants is a long, slow process, he urges voters to carefully consider all information relating to candidates and elections. This look at Wyoming news was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.